He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. As often as you shall eat this bread and drink the chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord. When we consider the Holy Eucharist, we are always reminded of our Lord's death, as St. Paul tells us. He gave us this sacrament on the eve of his passion, calling it the New Testament in his blood. Here, Jesus presents himself in the state of death. Consider how many miracles have been worked in the sacred host or with the precious blood, so that seeing his wounds, we might believe in the presence of the divine victim. And victim is he in the Eucharist. He gives up the power of motion, as it were, without a will of his own, like a corpse. Is the Blessed Sacrament carried from place to place. The silence of death reigns about him during most of the week. His altar must be a tomb containing the bones of martyrs. The cross rises above it. A lamp, day and night, sheds its light on it, as it might on a tomb. The corporal, which enfolds the sacred host, is called a new shroud by the Church. Our Lord's priests wear black, the color of death. The sacred vestments contain, each one of them, a cross, the emblem of death. Everything about the Holy Eucharist speaks to us of our Lord's death. Consider Holy Communion. When our Lord comes down upon the altar, the priest separately consecrates the Blessed Sacrament. The bread first is consecrated, and then the wine. Because the separation of the body from the blood means death. Our Lord takes on the semblance of death. He is a lamb, as it were, slain, as we see in the book of the Apocalypse. Continuing thus the sacrifice of the cross, renewed hundreds of thousands of times since Calvary until our Lord comes in glory. When our Lord comes to me in Holy Communion, he comes as to his grave. As soon as the sacred species are dissolved in my stomach, the sacramental state ceases to be. The body of Jesus, the host, is no longer within me. Behold another death, the consummation of the Holocaust. Scripture says, the heart of a just man is a grave of glory. The heart of a sinner is a grave of shame. On losing his sacramental being in a just man, our Lord deposits there his own spirit, the seed of risen life. Ah, but in a sinful heart, Jesus cannot live. Communion becomes sacrilege. And our Lord dies in that moment a violent and an unjust death, crucified anew by a new executioner. Why is it that our Lord wills to establish so close a connection between the Blessed Sacrament and his death. In the first place, he would remind us of the price of the Holy Eucharist. It is the fruit of the death of Jesus. It is his last will and testament. And as with the case of any man's will, it only takes legal force when he whose will it is has died. When I come into church, I must look at the cross, at the tabernacle, and say, this last will cost thee, my Jesus, thy life. How much thou lovest me. What a legacy hast thou left me in thy will, giving me the greatest proof of his love, going to die in order to make the Holy Eucharist possible. But how many ever stop to consider the price of the Holy Eucharist? We are a bit like spoiled children. When we wish to, we come in and use this sacrament, enjoying the riches that we have inherited without ever stopping to think at the great price of suffering which makes them possible. Finally, the Holy Eucharist shows forth the death of our Lord in order to tell us again and again what should be its effect in our life. His death, my share in his death by this sacrifice and sacrament, should make me die to everything of death in me. I mean my sins, in all of my vicious inclinations. Secondly, to die to the world, I should be crucified to the world and the world to me, St. Paul says. Ah, but is it so? Thirdly, death again, I must die to myself, to my own will, to insisting on having my way in everything. I must die so that Jesus Christ, who had no will of his own, he gave his will up to his Father. Thy will, not mine, be done, he prayed. He gave up his will to his executioners, obeying them perfectly. Now must I submit, at least a little, this stubborn will of mine towards him who died without a will so that he could leave me the riches of his legacy. And last of all, would our Lord make me share in his glorious resurrection. Each Holy Communion, our Lord sows the seed of his own life in us. The Holy Ghost will quicken it, and through it will give us new life, a life of glory that will have no end. These are but some of the reasons that have induced Jesus to surround himself in this sacrament with all of the emblems and symbols of death, to keep before our eyes what it cost him that we might live, to keep in our heart the precious legacy, his last will and testament, and to encourage us to die a little bit each day so that one day when we do die with Jesus in our heart, we may rise to a life that will have no end. Thank you, dear Jesus, for thy death.